Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake. Can I help you today?
My name is Harvey Morgan, and I have been charged for I've been charged twice for something that I don't remember order. I know I didn't order, but I received credit card information today asking me about it, and I denied that one. But the one on February the 19th, it was for merchandise, and it was $94.90. And the company, I think, is Spectacular Gears Future, 855. That's the phone number. Okay. But anyway, I think it's for a bottle of capsules that they made an offer of a trial offer, and I agreed to the trial offer, but I didn't agree to buy anything else, and I certainly would never have agreed to pay $94 for it. So I'd like to have a credit for that.
All right, let me get the account pulled up for you. If you sign up for a free trial and you don't call in to cancel in the amount of time they give you, then they bill you full price for it. So if you didn't call in to tell them that you wanted to cancel it, that's why you were billed.
That's why I'm calling.
All right, what's your zip code?
23035.
Okay. And what was your first and last name?
Harvey Morgan.
All
H-A-R-V-E-Y.
Right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
It's 505 Skipjack Lane, 23035. The town is Cobbs Creek, Virginia.
Okay. All right. So I do have an account pulled up here. I do see you had signed up for the Viral Valor Mail Enhancement for $6.95. Is that correct?
How much was it?
The shipping was $6.95.
Okay. What was the price of the bottle?
Okay, when you don't cancel within the 14-day trial period from your purchase date, the full retail price is $94.90. That's why they keep trying to bill you.
Well, that's just totally unacceptable. I never agreed to that. They were going to send me a sample bottle, and I agreed to that.
Correct.
And I was glad to pay the postage on it. But I would never agree to $94 worth.
Yes, sir. Well, whenever you don't call in to cancel, that's what you're agreeing to, and you didn't cancel it out.
Well, I know I didn't because I didn't know it was being charged. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just, please take my name off your list and I do not want any further shipments.
I can help you with that. Would you like to continue at $64.99 a month?
I don't want it at all.
All right. Would you like to continue at $49.95 a month?
I don't like the way they do business. I don't want anything per month or at all.
All right. Give me one second. All right, so it looks like here I do see you actually already called in to cancel out this account. This is the same company you just called in today.
Right. Well, I'm calling now because I called the credit card company and they wanted me to call you.
Somebody to get it canceled?
Yeah.
It's already canceled.
Okay, good. Good.
Yes, sir. I didn't know you had already called in.
Well, the problem is the first number I was given was 478-9090. And the person I talked to then was asking me a lot of questions about Medicaid and all that and Medicare. I mean, and it just sounded like a scam, and I told him I didn't want to give him that information. Then they gave me this second number, 9098, mm-hmm. and I called, and at that time I said I did not want it. So that's probably what the message you've gotten. But I just want to make sure. I didn't want the one that was charged today, and I don't want the one that was charged on February the 19th either. And because I didn't order it.
All right, well, they've already taken care of that for you when you called in.
What do you mean taking care of it?
I mean, the account was canceled out, and they explained the same information I gave you.
But they're not going to give me a refund.
Let me check and see. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, I do see. Well, that's because your account wasn't canceled within 14 days of your purchase date. Is that what they told you?
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying, so what was the reason why they told you they were not going to give you a refund?
But